Atlantis discovered? People have been looking for Atlantis ever since Plato mentioned it in his Socratic dialogues. It does make many of us wonder why. Many people throughout the centuries have mentioned places, but not one of these places was ever sought after with the fervor the search for Atlantis generated. The strange part of it all is there are so many people who genuinely believe they have discovered the location of this place, and yet they claim it is in all different areas of the planet. We know if it did exist, it certainly could not be in most of these places and may not be in any of them, but there is a sort of magical theme attached to the name Atlantis, and I have a hunch this so-called city will still be searched for another 1,000 years from now or more. Well, we definitely found Atlantis. This was according to Robert Sarmast. But who, exactly, is Mr. Robert Sarmast? Mr. Sarmast was an architect who became fascinated with the search for lost civilizations and ancient history. For years he traveled, gathering facts in his pursuit of these ancient cultures. He was extremely interested in Atlantis. He published a book on the subject in 2003 entitled Discovery of Atlantis, and has come to the conclusion the island of Cyprus was where Atlantis existed. There are many theories as to where Atlantis existed. Lately, the South Pole or Antarctica has been suggested. In the past, so many different places have been chosen. If we were to make a list of them, they would cover many different areas of the Earth. A few years ago, ruins were found off the coast of Japan, and many suggest this was the location of Atlantis. The same is true with the Bahamas. The famous Bimini Road is said to be a relic of Atlantis. Another area which is said to be where Atlantis was situated is South America. After all, there are many mysterious cities that have been abandoned there which were built in such a way as to defy construction methods. In some of these places the stones are so close together that even a sheet of paper can't fit between them, yet no mortar was used. In other of these cities, huge stones were hauled to the tops of mountains to be used in city construction, a feat we can't even equal today. There are other places where Atlantis was suspected of existing, and some of these are in the middle of the ocean. Some people say Atlantis sank, and this is why we can't find its location. Oh, there are so many different stories about Atlantis. So, why exactly do people believe they know where Atlantis was, or in fact, that it even existed? Homer, the famous Greek storyteller and author, lived around the 8th century BC. Originally, it was believed by modern-day people Homer was a great writer of fiction. But then things began to happen that suggested maybe his works weren't fiction after all. The city of Troy was unearthed. Homer had written the Iliad, the story of the battle between the Greeks and the city of Troy that lasted 10 years. All of a sudden, a work, although was fiction, may have been based on fact. People began to look at the Odyssey, another of Homer's famous works. If the Iliad was true, then could the Odyssey be true also? This is important because many think the Phoenician island of Scyria might have been Atlantis, and Homer mentions this island in his work. Plato was another ancient Greek as we know. This ancient philosopher lived about 400 BC. There are two books written by Plato that have passages referring to Atlantis. These books are the Timaeus and the Crates. They seem to indicate Atlantis was located in the Atlantic Ocean and was the home of an advanced race that went to war against Athens and lost. It was said Atlantis was located before the Pillars of Hercules. It goes on to say they, the Atlantans, had defeated many European countries, but the Athenians were able to drive them back out of Europe. The story then states records of this feat were lost due to a great flood that wiped out part of Athens and all of Atlantis. In Crates, Plato gives a very detailed account of Atlantis. Now we know why people believe that Atlantis did exist. So, let's get back to Mr. Sarmast. Why Cyprus and not somewhere else? It's definitely Atlantis, Mr. Sarmast said, referring to Cyprus. Sarmast states the clues were there in Plato's descriptions. He said he received data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration which fits perfectly. He went on to say this data was gathered in 1987 when a scientific survey of the Mediterranean was taken. Then to further back up his claim, he stated he had used sonar to find unnatural formations found at the center of the ancient city of Atlantis. A remote viewer was called in by Psychognosia, an organization who had challenged the finding. The remote viewer formerly used his talents while in the US military. When he was asked to tell what he saw both now and 10,000 years ago, he stated, "Going back in time, he could see a predominant city with buildings, but now it was only ruins that were buried. Could Cyprus be Atlantis? Why not? I guess it has just as good of a chance as anywhere else. Maybe Mr. Sarmast has hit upon something. I guess only time will tell." During the Cold War, the US government conducted experiments using individuals to see targets anywhere in the world from the room they were in. The experiments were said to have met with some success. This same people were said to be able to look into the past. The Soviet Union also employed these same types of people. They were called remote viewers. Addendum: since I finished writing this story, Mr. Sarmast has offered new evidence. He stated he has discovered Atlantis and is sure of the fact because he has an enormous body of evidence. He claims that ruins between Cyprus and Syria that are under the ocean fit the exact description Plato gave. He said the dimensions and configuration of walls and a canal on a hillside above a rectangular plain sitting on the seabed match Plato's description perfectly.